Good morning. I want to start this week with you going through the book of Romans in the Bible. Of all the books in the Bible, if you want to understand the Christian life, this is the book. It's the Apostle Paul's great writing in Scripture. And I know that you'll be blessed by it. And as we get ready to do that, just stop in your heart right now while you're listening and invite God to speak to you and minister to you today. God is always wanting to be involved in your life, and He's waiting for you to pay attention to Him, to develop your relationship with Him, because when that relationship is good, God will speak into your life and act in your life. The book of Romans begins like this. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus. Well, right there you can see kind of the flow of thought of the book. Paul is not looking at life in terms of what he wants to do or be, but in terms of what God wants him to do. He's a bondservant of Christ Jesus. He's not living for himself. He's living for Christ. He says, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. Now, you know, Paul had a very clear sense that God had called him to the work he did across the Roman world of his day, spreading the gospel. What about you and your life? Do you know that a calling from God, a sense of God's leading in your life, isn't only necessary if God wants you to be a missionary or a preacher or something like that? No matter what you do in life, you should be saying to God, I want to live for you. I want to know why you put me into this world. What is your plan for me? Why did you make me just the way I am, with my personality, my kinds of relationships, my setting in my business or my neighborhood? How do you want to use me in this world? And when you have a sense of what God has put you here for, then throw yourself into it with great confidence and faith. Paul says, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, but was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. There it is again. Paul's not living for himself, but for Christ. It's Christ's name's sake that he's concerned about. He goes on, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, he's writing this letter to the Roman Christians, called as saints. That's all of us who have come to a right relationship with Jesus Christ. The Bible repeatedly calls us saints, holy ones, people who've been set apart for God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's a great beginning, isn't it? And what a challenge to us in our own lives to think about life from God's perspective, to constantly be asking, how can I honor God with my life? What is God's purpose for my current set of circumstances? Am I doing great? Well, how does God want me to honor him in that circumstance? Do I have lots of friends? What does God want me to do with those friendships in a way that'll honor him? Am I struggling? How does God want me to honor him in that circumstance? Am I sick? How can I show people that God is enough for me, that he walks with me through this trial? Whatever your circumstance, look for God's purpose for you. I'm John North.